I didn't get your call. K4R something. Mine's KC4SKD. Name's Larry.
And Larry, this is Fred. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM. How are you?
I'm taking some time off, and I got some work. Working involved around the house. I had a circuit breaker that kept tripping, so I'm redoing one whole circuit.
Sounds like fun. At least you can do it yourself and save the cost of an electrician.
Another good thing is it's all in the garage, so I just pull the vehicle out of the garage and get in there with ladders and get to work. So I got probably 60% done Saturday, and I'm going to try to get it finished up today.
Well, nothing like a finished project. That's good. Well, I'm on the way into work. It's a little bit chilly this morning, but not too bad. I don't think we had any frost.
A thermometer a while ago, and it's 50, so yeah, I agree with you. I don't believe we had frost, but I got to take some time off or I lose it, so might as well make the best out of it.
You're there. Yeah, I'm, this car's showing 40. I don't know if that's right or not, but anyway, not any frost, and we have had a little bit of frost in, over the last week and a half or 2 weeks with that cold snap, but it is fall weather, and I like it, so we'll take it.
I wish it would rain. Our grass is all crunchy, and we're in desperate need of rain.
I think I saw last night where the forecast is we might get some about Sunday, if we're lucky, but we sure could.
We were hoping that would help, but no, that didn't help this time. I guess I'll have to wax it and see what that does.
If that about waxing it don't work, we'll just have to go back to the drawing board.
Hey, we ain't paying the preacher enough. That's the reason we're not getting much rain.
Saying all my life. I don't think it works.
Yeah, we sure do need some rain. And got a few projects working on around the house. Working on the vapor barrier underneath, trying to get that redone. And I put ventilation fans in the foundation vents. That seems to help a little bit. It's just always something to work on.
What do you mean? I just recently had to replace the dehumidifier under our house, because the other one wasn't quite doing the job. I had to go to a little bit bigger unit. But it's good to keep that moisture level down under there to prevent, you know, long-term problems.
That, and I put an air purifier up in the house, and it seems to help a good bit. And anyway, got that to work on. I put a new radio in the car here because the other one was in such bad shape. The display was about gone, and the push-to-talk button, when you release it, it didn't want to release. It wanted to keep on transmitting, so I got a new radio, so that seems to be okay.
And good. What kind of radio you got in your mobile?
Strictly two beaters. I'd wanted a dual band, but they wanted a little bit too much for one that I could justify buying right now. I do have a dual band in the house.
So you own a Yaesu FT8900, right? I'm actually in my wife's car today, but I've got an FT8800 in my truck. But they make good mobiles.
The model number for this one, it was about $157, somewhere along in there. But the other one I got, I bought it in 92. I got my ticket in 90, so I bought that one, I believe, in 92. And it was just getting in bad shape. The display was looked like black ink creeping all over it.
So if you had it since 92, you got pretty good use out of it. That's a pretty good stretch.
It still works, but it's eventually getting to a point where you won't be able to use it because of the display going out. I just have to try to remember. I remember which memory number the Rather band is on, so if you could remember from that, then use the tile knob to change the frequency. You might get something to work there.
Sounds like kind of hit and miss on that. I wouldn't like operating without a good display, because that kind of is a good guide to know where you're going or where you've been.
That's true. Anyway, I had a radio one time that I gave away that I wish I'd have kept. It was an old Hallicrafters. It had 18 tubes in it. It had a flip top where you could raise up, change the tubes. And I gave it to a friend of mine, and he said that's one of the best radios he's got. So I wish now I'd kept it.
Sounds like one of those classics. I've not been in the hobby long enough to have dealt with those, but that's good. Yeah, at least you know it's in good hands. Favorite receiver. He moved way up in the mountains. I hadn't seen him in years, but anyway, yeah. One of the problems was that radio is just so big, and you got to have a lot of real estate to place it on.
So was it big? You probably also had to carry a good bit of weight with it.
It was in good shape, but yeah, like you said, at least it's in good hands, and he really likes it. But anyway, so one of my other hobbies on the side is doing a sound engineer. I like I put in sound systems in churches and program digital mixers and stuff. I really enjoy that. That's a good hobby as well.
Yeah, we had not too long ago a new system put in our church. I wasn't involved in it. We got the technical people that did it, but yeah, that's a good thing. It makes a difference in what you can do from the stage as far as, you know, miking and music presentations and really slide presentations, digital stuff, all kind of stuff.
TC4SKD for ID. There was a lady in the office the other day that said that her husband's a music minister, and they've got a Hammond, a Model B3 organ that's not working. And I told her, I said, you tell him if they need help with that organ, let me know, because I've worked on those before, too. And the one I've got at home is about 60 years old, and I went through and redid some stuff in it and got it sounding good. And I like that, too.
K4RM Mobile for ID. Very good, Larry. Well, I'm about to arrive at the office. I appreciate the ride-along this morning. Hope you have a good day and get your wiring project finished up there. And we'll talk to you later. This is K4RM Mobile. I'll be out on yours.
Good meeting, good talking to you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD, I'm clear.
KD for FDI. Tim KD for FDI.